Joining me first is Todd Benzman, America's Covert Border War. He's the author of this book. I ordered it from Amazon. I highly recommend you do the same. The untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. He was with us last week on the border in Mexico, and he told us last week, he hinted last week, that there would be some new information coming out this week, and indeed there is, and he's here to tell us about tonight. Todd, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Back in civilization, as you can see, and
it must be nice to get home.
It is, to clean up, shave, you know, and not be sweating. It's 100 degrees down there still
in January.
Yeah.
Wow. Any new developments other than the article I know that we're going to talk about that you've just released? Any other information come out or any feedback or anything you hear about your appearance with us?
Oh, I've had great feedback. People definitely saw it and appreciated it. And there's really, I would say, intense interest in the United Nations role, all different roles, very a big appetite to learn more about what the United Nations is actually up to down there on the migrant trail. Lots of interest in that. I'm surprised by how much interest there is in that.
Your tweet went viral. I was seeing all kinds of people picking up your tweets and embedding them in articles and on blogs. I mean, were you shocked at how much traction your tweets got last week?
Yes, a little bit. I mean, you know, I think one of them was, you know, retweeted 5,000 times or something. That usually doesn't happen to me. But
I'm shocked you haven't been kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, well, I set up a Getter account for that eventuality. I think I'm Walking Dead on Twitter. I've thought that for months now, but so far so good. I don't know.
Well, good. Well, let's take a look at the screenshot here because you've got another great article over at CIS.org. CIS.org. Here's the latest article. This one just came out today. United Nations funds harvesting of repressed memories of U.S.-bound migrants in Mexico. Now, last week, you were showing and you had the pictures of the guys in the blue shirts from the UN passing out the cards with money on them. Now you're saying the UN is doing something different, all in the same game, but now you're saying they're harvesting of, quote, repressed memories, end quote, of U.S.-bound migrants in Mexico. What do you mean by, quote, repressed memories there?
Right, well, dating back to about the late 80s, maybe the mid 80s, the you know, some of your older demographic like me would remember that there was a trendy new kind of psychological methodology called repressed memory recovery. And this involved psychologists really kind of working through with patients stories that they supposedly of trauma that they supposedly had repressed and couldn't get out, usually having to do with abuse during childhood. And then later it became, you know, everybody's repressing some terrible thing and we can get it out of you if you spend enough time. Now, most of those, that whole methodology has become very controversial. I'll just put it that way. A lot of psychiatry and academics have debunked this as junk science.
Right,
it's
right.
Not used anymore on a wide scale. It was abused too many times, where people were prosecuted for child molestations that never occurred, and it all came out in court, and everybody recanted, and the memories were implanted, and it really fell out of favor. So I was really surprised when I went to Tapachula, Mexico, and saw that there were certain facilities that were offering psychological services, psychological clinics inside for immigrants. So I called one of them and he said, I got the director on the line. I said, what do you mean by psychological services? What could you possibly, these people are all trying to get to the United States. This is down in, on the border with Guatemala, where, you know, it's the crossroads for millions of migrants who have passed through there to the U.S. border. It's about three more days of travel, and you're at the Texas border down there. So the coordinator of the facility started telling me what that meant, that they are doing repressed memory recovery. And what's the repressed memories that you're trying to recover? Stories of persecution by the governments of home countries that make them eligible for Mexican asylum in these residency cards, which they then use to cross the Texas border. And they toss them after that.
And in fact, if you want to show the screenshot, you have in your article at CIS.org, you have in your article, I guess those are these the ID cards you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. You can find them if you go down to the border, anywhere along the border, these things are laying all around. This guy right here is not a Mexican, but this is a Mexican ID card. And these things are everywhere. There's thousands of them down there on both sides of the riverbank, because they get these things mean that they can get out of the southern provinces. Right now, the Mexican government is making this big show of trying to hold them back, and they do for several months. But if you get one of these things, finally, you're on your way to the border. This is your free pass to the border. But if you get denied one of these, then you can go to one of these clinics and have a psychiatrist.
And then again, this is a UN clinic, right?
It's a UN-funded clinic. It's primarily funded by the United Nations. There were at least two that I found down there. And the guy that I interviewed, he's in the story, said that there was another one or two in the neighboring state of Tabasco run by the Jesuits.
You got to be kidding me. We love talking about the Jesuits here. We've done a lot of study of the Jesuits. Of course, you got the Pope Francis, the first Jesuit pope, but you got Malachi Martin, the Jesuit pope that left the Jesuit order and began to warn with his New York Times bestsellers about the Marxist and the globalist working with the Jesuits to bring down America and go to globalism. So there's a lot. Some of these Jesuits spilled their guts and left the order. So we always kind of pay attention to when the Jesuits are funding something because of their staunch Marxist liberation theology background. So again, repeat for our audience the Jesuit connection here.
Well, at least two of these facilities are run by the Jesuits, and if you go onto their website, they gave me at the door, they gave me this brochure right here, which, let me turn it around. In the upper corner, you see UNHCR and ACNUR, which is the Mexican translation of UNHCR. This is their brochure. They handed this to me outside when I knocked on the door. And this is advertising psychological services. Well, what are those psychological services? Memory recovery. What are the memories? The memories are of terrible things that they can tell the Mexican asylum officers that will get them one of these.
And when they get one of those, then they can go from deep, deep southern Mexico all the way up to the northern Mexico border on the U.S.
That's the game, I'm sorry to report. But the use of repressed memory recovery is something that I've never heard of in an immigration context. It's very unusual and very strange and very worth reporting, especially if United Nations money is backing it. And United Nations money is very definitely backing it. There it is right there.
Good. No, it's
on their website.
But the Jesuit connection, the Jesuits are helping run this UN Repressed Memory Center.
Yes.
You know what's interesting? Are you keeping up with it was in my news report tonight. In my news report tonight, one reporter is coming out and showing a money trail since 2014 of over $1 billion a year from China, communist China, to the Vatican. He's claiming $1 billion a year. Well, of course, you know you've got the first Jesuit pope, Pope Francis, who's all about open borders. So I guess I'm not shocked if you got a Jesuit pope who's for open borders and globalism, and the Jesuits are there in Mexico working with the United Nations to fund a repressed memory center so you can recall that, hey, I've been persecuted by my home country, so I need to get one of those little cards so I can get over up to the top of the border there in Mexico, right on the border of the U.S. I mean, I guess it starts all to fit together, particularly if China wants to disrupt America, and create chaos in America, and that's a communist tactic, of course, one way to do that is push 3 million people through your borders illegally in a year. And so I guess I wouldn't be shocked if China and some of the other folks are involved in this kind of ideology. Would you?
Well, I'll go one further. No, answer, short answer, not in the slightest. It's incredibly disruptive and divisive for America, and causes the United States to be weakened by having to support all these millions of people and to have everything in chaos. Yes, but it's also, I ran into, while I was on the street there, I was in front of the Mexican asylum office, where every morning Haitians and Africans line up to apply for their asylum claims, and they get appointments and the rest. And I noticed that there were several lawyers out on the street soliciting business from these migrants. And the business, and I stopped them and we talked and interviewed. And what they're up to is they run a foundation that takes money from American corporations and international corporations to do the exact same thing. They told me that they hire psychologists to work with the migrants on their asylum claim, and they take their money from Halliburton, Toyota, and they name several other international corporations that are giving them money to help with this operation. To,
is that in your article?
I did briefly mention it, but I didn't elaborate too much on it, because we were supposed to go over to their office and do an elaborate interview, and there was this big demonstration of the migrants were all angry, and they had this big demonstration in it. It got pretty wild out there, and I ended up spending the whole day out there, and I didn't get a chance to go. But
you're telling me that Toyota, Halliburton, and other major corporations are giving money to some kind of nonprofit foundation to have lawyers down there also helping these immigrants prepare their immigration papers to get into the U.S.
That's right. And those ones are not Jesuits. What I'm saying is that this thing seems to be pretty widespread, this memory recovery business. And the Mexican immigration authorities, here's what's going on. Most of these people are economic migrants. So when they go in and they're asked, why do you qualify for Mexican asylum? They usually say, we're poor. We're going to the United States to work. And that is an ineligibility, and you are stamped denied when that happens. And they didn't know that telling the truth would end up getting in the way of them making it to the border. So that's when they go to the Jesuits, and they go to the private lawyers, and they go, and then they find that there are these memories that they had repressed, that they were so traumatic, and they get the details of those memories that actually fit the criteria to get the asylum, and then they pair them up with lawyers and go back on appeal. And they told me they have a 90% success rate on appeal with this whole thing. And so all those people get back on the track and head toward the United States. And that's with American taxpayer dollars going through the United Nations in opposition to American national interest, in a lot of our opinions. In my opinion, it's not in the American interest to have thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people illegally crossing the border.
Absolutely.
So that's just one element of it. The other element, it's also in the story, is that for migrants that haven't yet applied, they hold these classes, training classes, and the lawyers are doing the training classes, and some of them are American lawyers that come all the way down just to teach these classes about how to get asylum in Mexico, how to pass the asylum bar, the test in there. And those have trained in just one of the organizations in 2019. He told me they trained 18,000 migrants in that 90% of those also successfully got Mexican asylum in these very vaunted and prized Mexican ID cards. By the way, they're only prized up until they get to the U.S. border, and this one you can't tell, but it's bent. There's a crease in there. They just threw it away as soon as they got over.
And why? And again, why do they dump those at the border?
Because when they get to the United States, they plan to use the same stories that they learned in Mexico on American asylum officers. And if they have one of these in their possession, if this gets found in their possession, that means that they were formally domiciled in another country first, and it goes against their asylum claim in the United States, so they toss these things. They don't want to get caught. They don't want Border Patrol to bag and tag them and put it in their file. And I'm pretty sure that they didn't just come up with that themselves.
No.
Now I think that they learned to do this in those training sessions down in Tapachula, Mexico, where I was, I'm pretty sure, because these things are by the thousands down there. You can just, I mean, I've got a bag full of them up on my bookshelf over here. It's just filled, and that was like 10 minutes of me just picking through the debris fields down there.
Tell me this, Todd, and by the way, my guest is Todd Binsman, and he's with CIS.org, CIS.org, which is the Center for Immigration Studies, and as you can see, I ordered his book on Amazon a few weeks ago, America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. I highly recommend you get a copy of the book. Again, I ordered mine at Amazon.com. Todd, and by the way, I get nothing when I mention these people's books, just so you know, other than an educated audience. And when a guy like this is doing the work he's doing and he writes books, guess what? That's partly how he makes his living. And so when you have a guy doing what he's doing, I want to support him, so I order books. I have a lot of books. I have a big library. My wife's always like, oh, no, you didn't get more books, did you? I have lots of libraries, bookshelves all over the house. And so, again, this is a great way not only get educated, but also a great way to support someone like Todd, support his work, support his research. So everybody's winning again, I think. So, again, I don't get anything when I plug the books. They don't ask me to plug the books. He didn't say, hey, order my book and plug it. He didn't do that. I do this because I believe in these people. If I didn't believe in these people, I wouldn't keep having them on. And you can tell by what he's saying to us, reporting to us, this is very, very important. And it's highly controversial, what he's doing. And I think you have to encourage people like this as well as learn from them. So, again, I get an educated audience, and we're all helping him make a living so he can keep doing this. Again, America's Covert Border War, Todd Binsman, you can get it at Amazon. All right, Todd, you're welcome. What is the benefit, say, to Toyota? Why would Toyota, and certainly Halliburton, why would Toyota and these other corporations, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why would they want all these illegal immigrants here in America?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's speculative purely. I haven't called them or talked to them yet to ask about this. I may yet call and talk to them because, I'm not finished with this story. So at some point I probably will, but at this point I can only guess that there's two things. One is that, you know, they like cheap labor. You know,
Bingo! That's number one. I agree.
And two, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, virtue signaling. They can put this on there. We gave to, you know, this left-wing organization, and we're supportive of, you know, multicultural society and, you know, the downtrodden of the world. We're the wealthy, and we're going to support the, you know, there's some virtue signaling that goes on there, too, I'm guessing.
How about the United Nations? Why do you, again, I'm asking your opinion. I can give you mine if you want it, but I'm asking your opinion. Why do you think the United Nations is so aggressive in wanting to bring more illegal immigrants into America? I mean, they're using the Jesuits down there with their repressed memory program to help people have a good alibi or a good story of how they've been politically persecuted and therefore need to get one of those government cards from Mexico to then move on up into northern Mexico and get ready to move into America. And then we got the UN passing out money cards. Why is the United Nations so interested in illegal immigrants coming into America?
Well, I believe that the kind of personnel that are attracted to employment in the United Nations, especially the ones that deal with immigration and migrants, are already going to have been indoctrinated in progressive liberal ideologies and multiculturalist thinking, and on the the far left of the political spectrum. They hire in, they promote, and then they hire others of their ideology, and over the decades you have essentially a very progressive liberal staff that self-perpetuates in the hiring. And so before you know it, you have those agencies acting on behalf of their internal ideologies. I mean, I think it's that simple. I saw on the interior of one of these facilities a giant mural. I have a photo of it. In fact, I tweeted that out. And if you read the mural, it says nobody is illegal, which is a trope on the far left, a very common trope of that there's no such thing as an illegal person. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yes, absolutely.
But the fact that that was on the interior of the wall there told me, everything that you kind of need to know about that particular organization and what fuels them and the kind of messaging that they're all about. And that means no borders. That means a society that is purely multicultural and diverse, in their view, and would, work to spread the wealth of richer nations to poorer nations, to kind of diffuse wealth and power to those who don't have it.
And also the Cloward Piven strategy, the husband and wife from Columbia University. He passed away a long time ago. I think she's still alive. She's got to be 90-something now, Frances Fox Piven. The Cloward Piven strategy of swelling the welfare rolls and collapsing the system. So bring more people in, get them on the welfare rolls, swell the system, redistribution of wealth by collapsing the system. When you collapse the system, then you can nationalize stuff. And when you look at the United Nations and so many of them, from communist countries, nations that hate America, they literally hate America. I mean, I guess you could see in one regard, not only the whole mission statement of the UN, globalism, one world, no borders, open society, George Soros stuff, then I guess if you want to erase borders and national sovereignty, you don't have immigration laws. If you don't have immigration laws, you don't have a nation. And if you don't have a nation, you've got globalism, right?
Well, and it's really, there's a huge artifice going on with the United Nations. I got them to provide a written statement to me, the first written statement about a statement of any kind about them handing out money and credit cards and now doing this for illegal immigration, people that they know are heading to the United States to break the law.
Right.
They're doing it anyway. And the artifice is in the statement to me, they said, we are only working to ensure that these immigrants can successfully apply for Mexican asylum. We are telling you that they are going to stay in Mexico. And they know that's BS. That is just a complete fabricated lie on purpose. Like it's worse than just a lie. It's propaganda. There's not one immigrant coming through Tapachula, Mexico that is coming for the great Mexican dream. Nobody is coming for the great Mexican dream. That is a lie. But in their official statement to me, they're like, we only work on this kind of thing for Mexican asylum. And the director of one of those facilities that I interviewed said the same thing. We only work, this is just for Mexicans so that these people can stay in Mexico. We would never do support activity for somebody who wanted to break American law, but everybody knows that that is not true. All of these people are heading to the U.S. They say it. You just have to ask them You know, if you go to my Twitter feed, I do a lot of that. I'm like, hey, so are you going to the United States? Yeah, of course. Where are you going? United States. I mean, this is just unbelievable, an unbelievable lie that they keep perpetuating down there about. It just stuck out to me that they're saying this is just, we just are helping them get Mexican asylum. That's all. It's limited to that.
Achieve the Mexican dream. All right, CIS.org, CIS.org. Now, if you do contact Halliburton or Toyota or any of those other corporations, will you come back and report to us? And even, no matter, even if you don't do an article on that, whatever article you have coming up next, send our way. We want to get regular updates. I think this is one of the biggest stories in the nation, the collapsing of our border, the massive national security issue. My friend, the late Phil Haney, was all over this issue, and I love your subtitle of your book, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. This is a massive national security issue. So anytime you have an update, you let me know, because we want to keep getting you on here at least once every 10 days or 2 weeks with any new updates, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've got another couple pieces coming out of this trip.
Well, as soon as you do, let me know. We'll get you rebooked.
I will.
In the meantime, I hope folks will get his book, America's Covert Border War, Todd Bensman, B-E-N-S-M-A-N. You'll find it on Amazon. That's how I got my copy. Thank you, Todd. All right, Todd Bensman checking in to get his website with his article, CIS.org, CIS.org.